Hey, welcome to episode 411. We have exclusive interviews with ASCCA's incoming president, John Epstein, vice president, Rory Balmer, and outgoing president, Rocky Kamenian. Hey, we're looking forward to seeing Rocky pass the gavel to John and to hear the strategies of John and Rory moving forward.
The way that I kind of look at it is we need to go into a shop and say, hey, you know, what can we help you with? Where are your areas that you need some help? Maybe you're struggling. You want more information, and then we can answer the questions.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hi, Carm Capriotto here, and in a few moments, Rocky Kamenian from Bimmer & Benz Specialist, Costa Mesa, California, John Epstein from John's Automotive Care in San Diego, California, and Rory Balmer, Twin Peaks Auto Service in Twin Peaks, California. And in a few moments, we'll have a talk about the installation of the new ASCCA president, the new agenda, and what's been worked on during the previous presidency. Hey, have you made plans to attend the Napa Expo? Remarkable Results Radio is proud to partner with Napa Auto Care and the upcoming 2020 Napa Expo. Hey, join Napa in Las Vegas, April 6th through 9th, 2020, to discover the latest innovations in the auto care industry. This is an event you don't want to miss. Contact your Napa store to learn more. Hey, I know you'll find this roundtable interesting as you hear from service professionals on the value of associations for the industry and for their businesses. You'll also get a chance to hear about another region of the country that is highly regulated. Hey, you never know, some of the laws and regs in California may make it to your state someday. John, Rocky, and Rory discuss recurring issues and challenges of shop owners. We also delve into the importance of education and contributing to your industry. This episode has important pointers to help you build your business strategies, and I encourage you to join an association if you're not a member, both national or local. The reasons are so evident. Hey, a warm welcome to Rocky Kamenian from Bimmer & Benz Specialists in Costa Mesa, California, and the outgoing president of ASCCA. Hey, Rocky.
Hi, how you doing, Carm?
Good, man. Our incoming president, John Epstein, from John's Automotive Care, San Diego, California.
Yeah, I've got some big shoes to fill. And not only does Rocky have big feet, but he's done a great job.
Well, we're gonna find that out here in a minute. And also, everyone realizes we're going to have some fun here. We're recording this at night. East Coast time for me is almost bedtime. And you guys out in the West, you're getting ready to have your first cocktail, I'm sure. And Rory Balmer's with us from Twin Peaks Auto Service in Twin Peaks, California, and the incoming vice president of ASCCA. Hey, Rory.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here, man. It's amazing. Rocky taught John. John needs to teach you. I don't know what, but that's how the chair, the successions of associations go. Well, you know, Rocky, you and I interviewed this year. It was a great interview. Thanks so much for that.
Thank you.
And we did talk about ASCCA and the things that you were doing. When you look back at the year, did you get done what you wanted to get done?
And more. I really had a great time. I had given the great opportunity to serve this association. I had wonderful time, and I got quite a bit done. And, you know, when you were talking to Rory earlier, saying, you know, John has to teach Rory, these guys have been around so long, they know exactly what to do. And the biggest thing for all of us is that it's not about us, it's about somebody else, and that's what we concentrate on. It's, you know, and that is what makes us and drives us to go forward.
You've got a great organization down there, and, you know, I've done the association presidencies, you know, up here in my area, and I'm continue to be on a board of directors with an aftermarket association, and you just, you know, you participate, you go to the meetings, you're part of the chapters, you do your thing, and it's an evolution to become, you know, to walk through the chairs. It's an honor to walk through the chairs of an organization, but again, as you say, it's not that hard, John, because, you know, you had it. You knew it was coming, right? I mean,
yep.
You walked
Absolutely.
Through the chairs. You knew it was coming, and you have a chance to observe and to feel and know what's going on. I mean, really, thank God there's an executive director, because you just say, handle it, right?
Well, you know, they handle a lot of the stuff. They, you know, they sit at the table next to me at the meetings, and when I say something stupid, they'll kick me in the shins. And, you know, they remind me, oh, yeah, hey, you got to be at the meetings. It's like, oh, yeah, thank you for that.
And, oh, by the way, here's your agenda, John.
Yes, yeah, they put together, you know, some bullet points. And, you know, fortunately, most of those bullet points I'm very familiar with. And so it's easy to talk on it. You know, we have a great association. The members are outstanding. Our partners, even, you know, are outstanding. Our management company, they do a great job of, you know, leading the way. And one of the cool things, you know, you'll find between Rocky, Rory, myself, Dave Kusa, you know, prior past president, we're all very different. You know, we have a like-minded thoughts on the association, the industry, but we do things very differently. And that's one of the really cool things about, you know, the presidency is we have to follow certain guidelines, but we're able to do it with our personality. And, you know, thank goodness, because I would hate to have to pretend like I was Rocky for the next 12 months, because I don't think I could ever pull that off. So
the type of performance that I've had, for example, myself or in past presidents had, it all depends on the enrollment and the inspiration of other leaders of the association.
Yeah.
And thank God that we, in this association, we have those leaders. And it's the performance all, entirely up to those leaders. And again, we have great people, great leaders, and that's what makes this association run. It's not about one guy. It really isn't. No. It's about everybody else in it. Mm-hmm. That even the membership, I mean, the membership has a lot to do with it too. So none of us will take credit. I know I don't. So it's all about everybody else. Thank you.
Well, you're the team leader, for that year. And of course, there's inertia. There's a lot going on. Everybody knows their role.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Rory, you have a role to play, and John, of course, you're the top dog this year. But you know, one of the things that I always think about is the investment of time you take away from your business. Because as you move through the chairs, Rory, you might be involved in a committee or two, and you know that includes meetings, conference calls, you know, travel, chapters. Rocky, did you spend 20% of your time this year away from the business?
Probably a little bit more than that. We did. I did quite a well. You have approximately 8 committees that you have to be on. Then you have to visit chapters. You have to go and talk to other people, and constantly you get calls from the from our administration, the director and this and that. So it's a constantly comes right at you, constantly revolves around your day. And more than likely we get done. I wasn't getting done by 8-9 o'clock at night. So you don't notice it. You know why? Because it's fun. It's great. You're doing good things. You're seeing the results are happening. You know, it's great stuff. So in the end of the day, I'm not sweaty. I'm happy. I'm doing great. So
John, you obviously must have some plans, you know, as the president says, hey, I got to carry on some of the things that Rocky was doing and the big initiatives of the association. Is there anything that you have to carry forward or something you'd like to do this year for ASCCA?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very fortunate to have followed some really great leadership. We do not have a lot of really pressing issues.
Wait a minute. This is the state of California.
Right. So I'm gonna clarify that. So, our government relations committee, they always are hard at work. You know, I don't know how many bills that are presented every year. There's 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 bills, and you know, a lot of them have no impact on us, but quite a few of them do. And so they vet those out. They sniff them out. They figure out what's good, what's bad, and we work on the things that aren't good. Same with the bar. You know, when things come up with the bar, you know, we're right there. We're in their face. And they recognize us. They actually come to us and say, you know, hey, this is what we're going to do. What do you think? And then we give feedback. Hey, this is great, except for one little thing. And they actually listen to us. So we're in a really good place. We have great relationships. So when I say there's not a lot of pressing needs, you know, the association's not going broke. I think everybody on the board likes each other. We have similar goals. So, you know, I don't have to fight through a lot of muckety muck to get things done. And we started some great new committees. We have our women in automotive. We have our connected cars. You know, our educational foundation is taken on the 2-year degree that we hope to pass out across the state. Our educational foundation, we're growing. We're giving out scholarships. We've got WorldPAC that has come on board and they're going to create a scholarship. You know, some of our partners have stepped up huge. So, you know, my role is to just kind of, like I said, keep the momentum going. You know, I want to try to work on getting the chapters, understanding the state a little more. You know, people that don't come to the state meetings don't really understand what the state does and what kind of impact we have on the chapters. So that's one of the things that I'm going to try to work on this year.
You've got to get on an airplane if you want to go to Sacramento, right?
I do. That is correct. Yes, I took my first road trip this year with Rocky. Drove 6 hours to Visalia, went to a chapter meeting, and met some great shops. 6 hours there, 6 hours back with Rocky. It wasn't as bad as you know.
Really, are you sure?
Yeah,
Rory didn't present you a medal or a badge of some sort.
That's coming. Yeah.
So you know, and we've you know, we've invited some of our partners into our committees to get some different insight. You know, when we're approaching our vendors and partners to support the association, we see it from one side. And a couple of years back, we brought some of our vendors in, and it made a huge difference. And so,
well, that's a great idea. They have a stake in your business. They have a stake in the industry. And yeah, you want them to contribute some money and to be at your conferences, but to give them a say and you know, to let them hear about what your challenges are even deeper than they maybe already know. What a great, great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, we have some great partners that have really stepped up, and it's partners that realize that they may not get a whole bunch of new customers, but if they make the industry stronger and they make us stronger, it's only going to help their business in the end.
All ships rise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you given your State of the Association speech yet?
I did. I had to put it on paper once, and I spoke at our last team weekend and you know, talked a little bit, and I think I made it through okay.
Hey, Carm here to highlight why the NAPA Auto Care Program may be right for you. Let's talk about warranties. How long do you warranty your repairs or services for your customers? Does your warranty cover your customers anywhere in the country? Now, if you're a NAPA Auto Care Center, you have confidence in knowing your customers are covered for 24 months or 24,000 miles nationwide. Now, that's because one of the many benefits of the NAPA Auto Care Program is the Nationwide Peace of Mind Warranty. The Nationwide Peace of Mind Warranty provides the best coverage in the industry, and it allows your shop to compete with other national brands. It's a written warranty that is honored at more than 17,000 NAPA Auto Care Center locations from Florida to California and everywhere in between. Wow, 17,000 locations. That's more than any other automotive repair brand. When you're part of the NAPA Auto Care Program, no matter where your customers travel, if they experience a problem with a covered repair, they can count on NAPA Auto Care to be nearby to get them back on the road. The Nationwide Peace of Mind Warranty covers parts and labor on qualifying repairs and services for 24 months or 24,000 miles. And the warranty claim process is easy, too. If you're ready to give your customers the security and confidence of a nationwide warranty and provide them with peace of mind, knowing that they are receiving a quality repair or service, especially if they're unable to return to you for warranty, then NAPA Auto Care may be right for you. Contact your local NAPA Auto Parts store today and learn more about the Nationwide Peace of Mind Warranty and the hundreds of other reasons to become part of the NAPA Auto Care Family, the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country. Rory, you've been so patient sitting by the side here for us, which is what VPs do, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except for when they assign me tasks, and I'll do those.
That's actually what I was going to ask you. What committees are you on?
So I'm on the ETI committee. I was the chair of that committee until just a few weeks ago. I stepped down from chair because we wanted to bring in a new leader that is very active and has been coming to our team weekends. And so we're very happy to identify new leadership and bring them up. And he was vice chair for a period of time, did a great job. And so I turned that committee chair position over to him because I want to be available to John on whatever he needs me to do. And so the ETI committee was something that was very close to my heart because of what we do to work with schools and education and get that information out to also our members. We did a really big event in my local area called Build the Future event, which was to raise money for the auto shop program and the ROP program at our local high school. We joined with ASCCA on the state level, our Chapter 14, which is the Inland Empire, and a RIM Ed Foundation, which is the Education Foundation on the Mountain that works very closely with the high school, with primarily with the ROP program. And so they really know how to use the money and where the money should go and how to vet the system and know that our money is being used wisely at the school. That's why we included them. And it was a very, very successful event. We had a lot of people there. Rocky came as president and represented the ASCCA state level and his chapter at our event. We were able to give the high school and Rotary also was involved in it. We were able to give the high school a very nice Autel scan tool. And between Rotary and RIM Ed, there was another $16,000 raised for the ROP program at our local high school. And this is something we'd like to, you know, promote other areas doing at their high school.
Talk about being passionate about education, huh?
Yeah, I'm very passionate about it.
I'm assuming for us non-ASCCA peoples that ETI stands for education, training.
Training and information.
Information, cool. I had two out of the three. You guys are doing some fabulous stuff with education. I have to tell you, you know, we've done some podcasts about it, and so excited to see what you're doing. I'm such a big proponent of education, and we just recently did a Carmcast a while back on the scholarship, you know, the aftermarket foundation, where there's $500,000 out there for people to tap into. How totally exciting. Hey, an association can't live without members. How do you go about getting and bringing on new members?
Well, it's really easy. All right, just kidding. So, you know, there's really not a set way. You know, we need to connect with our, you know, we just need to connect with people that own shops and find out, you know, what's hurting them, what's ailing them, what are their problems, how we can help. You know, in years past, you know, we would walk into a shop and say, hey, we can get you a brake on oil. We can get you cheap insurance. Why don't you sign up? And, you know, we all know that every shop has different problems, and from year to year, every shop has different problems. And so the way that I kind of look at it is we need to go into a shop and say, hey, you know, what can we help you with? Where are your areas that you need some help? Maybe you're struggling, you want more information. And then we can answer the questions. With the partners that we have access to so much. I mean, from training materials to products to support, you know, some of the tools that we use day to day in our business, it's all available, you know, through the association. But not everybody's looking for that stuff, you know, so we need to just connect with people and find out where's the thorn in their side and see if we can help remove it.
So. Yeah, take care of that pain point. I mean, as the president, Rocky, and now John, is that one of your highest priorities as the president to go out there and shake some hands and bring in new members?
That is very, very important for us to do. But a president's old job is also is to enroll others, other leaders, other chapters, chapter leaders, other members to go out there and do the same. They need to be enrolled and inspired. And like to John's point, we kind of know what we have. We know exactly what we have. And the thing is that, how do you convey that? How do we convey that to put it in a bottle and then present it for membership? And that is so extremely difficult, because what we have is like a relationship between two people, right? Or between association and membership. And that's very difficult to convey. That's very difficult to put in words. But we're doing it. Our job is to engage the automotive repair shop owners and other people that are in this industry, other entities, and we're doing that. We're doing it with everybody's helping. And the most important job that the president has is to inspire their membership to go out there and do the same. And I think that's happening. We've definitely come a long way since 4 or 5 years ago.
I like what Rocky said. It's your job to delegate and to, wrestle up the chapter chair people to go out and shake a hand or two and bring in the membership. Has membership grown in the last couple of years?
Yes. Moving up, it's been slow, but we had decreased for a few years, and now we're going the other way, so... We had a plus last year at the end of the year. So that's a very good thing. And we're the more that we kind of change the way we do stuff, I think we're just going to continue to grow. And, as we grow as an association, we need to change. And we've done that as the leadership. We look at things differently. And so, yes, we're absolutely growing.
To John's point, the way we think out of a box, this is one of the things that we think out of a box, is that it's not about bringing a new member that it's good shop. It's about bringing any member that also needs work. They need work in their shop. They need to become better at what they're doing. They may not be up to par and they need the help. We also concentrate very heavily on that, because our core purpose is to elevate and unite automotive professionals and give them voice. It's not just about getting the top tier shop. It's also getting the shop that needs the help. And that's to John's point.
You think about the challenges that you go through in business. You guys are really, your association members, successful business people. And when you do go, like you said, John, go out and look for the pain points, what are the biggest challenges that you see? And maybe, the state of California puts a certain amount of pressure on being able to run a business. But what are the biggest challenges for shop owners today?
Finding quality employees is probably the number one thing that I hear. Everybody's at a different point with their business. So there's just so many things, some people are having, as they're growing, they have HR problems. They don't know, they don't know how to do HR. They went from a one man shop, they hired a guy sweeping, and now all of a sudden, and this is a problem that I had, all of a sudden I got 10 employees, and it's like, gosh, I'm not quite sure what to do here. They're paying way too much for their credit card, services. They got a company that came in and they're leasing them a machine and they're making a payment and their rate's too high. So, we have a great partner in DFG.
They didn't know what they didn't know. Yeah, I know. I get that. And that's where you can lean on your association to help you with that stuff.
Yeah. I would say the single biggest problem is employees. Getting quality customers is probably the next, which a lot of that is just a lack of training. Shop owners, me, great example. I was a great technician, not such a good a shop owner when I first opened my shop. No clue how to market, who to market to. And I think a lot of shop owners go through that. They're technicians. you know, they just think the customers are going to come running, and that's not the case. And so once they admit that, hey, I got a problem, I don't know how to do certain things, and they reach out, that's when you see shops that start to grow, and they go from that little shop that's struggling to that bigger shop that's profitable and, you know, giving back to the community and giving back to the industry. So that's a really tough question to answer. You know, the single biggest thing I would say, lack of quality training, lack of personnel, and just learning how to be good shop owners.
But your point was well taken. Everybody's at a different, has a different need and a different angle and different personal strengths and qualities, and they are able to deal with those things differently than other people. One of the things that I'm so impressed about your organization is the business management training and the business coaches that come out to California and hold seminars and train. I mean, it's amazing. The names that you get, the topics that they hold, I'm sure the attendance is, you know, off the charts.
Yeah. You know, we have great partners. We've got quite a few trainers that are actually partners and support the association. You know, some of the parts vendors kind of lend us their resources in that department too. So we have, yeah, technical training. We have, you know, a lot of management training, marketing training, you know, things like that. And without our partners, you know, we couldn't do half of what we're doing. So.
I know Carolyn's not on with us, but connected cars seems to be the hot topic today, right?
Yeah.
And I know you guys have a committee on connected cars. I mean, that's really cool.
Yes.
Who can tell me anything about that?
Connected car committee, I believe it was put together when David Kusa was there, was the president. I believe that was
yes.
Then.
Yes.
Carolyn, who is the... the chair, and who also is the creator of shopware.com. She is the person that is heading it and chairing it. We also have dynamite people on it. Nico from Charlie's Foreign Car. We got Patrick from up north. Rob Morrell from Wolfpack. I mean, we got really, really nice people in there. Oh, and then other thing that we also concentrate on is exactly this topic, NT weekends. You know, I don't think that there are that many associations that I can actually look further, look beyond what horizon and see what's behind the horizon. And that's what we concentrate on with the connected cars, make sure that our members are informed about the future and beyond. So we're bringing all that information closer and closer and closer, including NASDAQ stuff that NASDAQ, you know, securities and all that's coming down the pike. Everybody has to get involved with. So that's part of it too. That's a great, great, great committee.
One thing I would like to add about the team weekends, because Rocky will not pat himself on the back over this, but I have to. He really, and leadership, you know, prior to him in the last few years, but he really ramped it up, is creating really a great culture and a really positive environment. And we've seen that with a lot more participation in our team weekends. As a matter of fact, the last team weekend, we had to move to a bigger room because we're having so many people join us in Sacramento. And that's a big, you know, expense for people and commitment and away from their families. So it just goes to show that the people, more and more people are willing to make that sacrifice to come to team weekend because they know the great things that are happening in our association. They know the great training that is being offered. And I really give Rocky a lot of credit for really creating a really great environment when we have our team weekends that are really attracting a lot more, leaders to our events.
I could have imagined Rocky at that meeting pounding his fist on the table. No, only kidding.
No,
he's a gentle giant.
Oh, I think I hit that.
Thank
one,
you,
right.
Rory.
No pounding of fists. Yeah.
How often are they held? The team weekends.
Four times a year. And John proposed the last team weekend on a board meeting. He proposed that we should have it twice up north in Sacramento and twice two times in Southern California. So currently we're three times up north, one time in Southern California. Next Southern California meeting is going to be in September in Gustafson's properties. He's a huge shop, 77 employees, unreal stuff.
Yeah.
But the next meeting for us will be May, and that will be in Sacramento. And just so you know, any repair shop owner or any other entity of any to do with automotive repair is welcome to come, and we will welcome him with open arms. And like Rory says, we did move to a bigger place, but we will make it even bigger if we have participation. So there is no limit.
Well, look, I want to congratulate all of you. How long are you on the board now, Rocky, that, you know, your past president? Does it keep, you know, do you have a lifetime placement there?
The thing about our association, or ACCA, is that you can be participant for any as long as you want. So you'll get whatever you put into it. So I'm planning for no foreseeable future, but my responsibilities have dwindled quite a bit. So I'm kind of taking it easy a little bit.
Well, that's good, but you're going to stay active because you love the organization. You know, the beauty of just walking through the chairs of any organization is you end up with a kinship of the organization, number one, and all your friends and your entire network. It's sometimes so hard to pull yourself away from something that has, you know, been so important to you.
For me, is in order for me to keep what I got, I got to give it away. So that's the way I look at it. I look at it. Thank you.
I agree. That's a great, great piece of wisdom. Yeah, John, any final words?
Yeah. Hey, Rocky, don't you have to go to the bathroom? So on that note, Rocky's going to be around a long time because we're going to keep finding things for him to do. Yeah, it's you know, one more thing that we haven't touched on, and this is probably one of the bigger things that we do every year. We'll be in Sacramento in April for our legislative day.
Oh yes,
and we go up there and we meet with legislators and we tell them what's bugging us and what should be bugging them and some things that we like. And that's another place where, you know, if we can get people to come to that, they get really good insight as far as what the association does. People that have a good relationship with, you know, their senators and assemblymen and things like that can really help out. We had an instance last month where something was brewing, and James Justice from San Diego, been in the association 50 years, called up the guy that was writing this bill, and I don't know what he said to him, but the next day the bill changed just from one phone call. So this is an opportunity to meet these people and make an impact, not only on, you know, your own shop, but it's for the whole industry. So,
yep, the government's our partner, and we can't ignore that. Rory, I'm going to give you the last word, and I have a question for you. Where's your facial hair?
Well, you know, I'm up in the mountains. We get people from LA and they already expect me to be a mountain person. So, you know, I shave that off. But one thing that I wanted to add about that is we're in a rural area. I've been able to get a lot of our shops that would not otherwise be interested in an Automotive Shop Owners Association involved. And one thing is because of the leadership that I've been able to enjoy and that the chances that these guys have given me has afforded me to be able to take a leading position in our small little rural community. And we have, you know, little differences and different ways we handle things in a small shop in a small community. And I think it's very important for all these different views and these different ideas and stuff to come to the forefront. So that's one great thing about our association, is the willingness to really work with people. I started and I got really excited when I went to a team weekend, and then even more excited when I went to Ledge Day and I wanted to get involved, and they were just rolled out the welcome mat and the red carpet for me. And it's been a really great experience. And it's just something that I think has really helped our community, because a lot of our shops, our local shops, have gotten involved in our chapter. And now, instead of an environment of everyone wanting to, like, cutthroat each other, everyone's working together in a positive way. And it's not only benefited our shops in our local area, but the customer, because if there's something that we don't do as well as one of our partner shops up here, we feel really comfortable with sending them that work. We do other types of work that they don't do. They send us that work, and it becomes a really positive environment for not only the shop owner, but the consumer. So I think it's just been great to have ASCCA actually have someone come out to our community and go shop to shop and say, hey, this association exists and maybe you want to be a part of it. And I'm so glad that I said yes, because it's been so valuable, like I said, not only to my shop, but our entire community in a lot of different ways.
Hey, thanks guys for being here. John Epstein, current new president of ASCCA from John's Automotive in San Diego, and Rocket Kaminian, past president, Bimmer and Benz specialist, Costa Mesa, California, and Rory Balmer, Twin Peaks Auto Service in my little rural town of Twin Peaks, California.
Yes.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
Have a nice evening.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.